And I wanted to welcome everyone again to the My Employment Options, How To's for Job Success and Career Advancement webinar today. We are so excited to have everyone, and we have an informative presentation lined up to help you with learning tips from two of our employment counselors related to job success and career advancement from both a work at home and on-site job perspective. If you are just joining us, my name is Lori Adler. I am the Communications Manager at My Employment Options, or MEO, and I will also be your moderator today. And just a quick technical reminder, if you're just joining in, to view the presentation portion online, you just have to click step number 2 in the instructions email you received, which is the Join Me link. And if anyone doesn't have access to the internet right now, you are welcome to just listen in to the audio. We wanted to take a quick moment for those of you who may not know who we are to explain a little bit about our company. On a daily basis, My Employment Options, or MEO, is an authorized employment network in the Federal Social Security Ticket to Work program. We provide free work-at-home and on-site job placement services to citizens who receive SSDI or SSI disability for themselves, who are ages 18 to 64, and who want to try working again. We also serve 47 states. We also offer free public webinars and online job fairs to help job seekers nationwide. On the next slide, for anyone on SSDI or SSI, or if you know someone, you may be wondering what MEO offers to our clients in the Free Ticket to Work program. We have over 20 years of expertise in helping people with disabilities return to work and people with challenges, and we've been in business since 1993, actually. We have long-standing employer partnerships, including many work-from-home employers. That's what we specialize in. Each client receives their own personal job counselor who they work with here, and we have a certified benefits counselor on staff. Also, many of our staff, including myself, are Ticket to Work participants, so we've used the program, and we practice the personal touch, and we can relate to our clients in a very unique way. To check out our free services and apply, you can go to myemploymentoptions.com and click Apply Now. And we know some of you on the call may not be on SSI or SSDI, and that's okay. We welcome the general public to all of our online webinars and job fairs. And now I would like to introduce our two presenters today to you, Sarah Lind and Ann Settle. Sarah is a senior community employment counselor at My Employment Options, and she helps our clients in the Free Ticket to Work program find both on-site community jobs and also work-at-home jobs, and she's been with the company over 9 years. Our second presenter is Ann Settle. Ann is a work-at-home employment counselor and helps our clients find remote work in the 47 states we serve, and she's been with the company over 3 years now. Today's webinar will cover several important topics, including, and they're listed on the slide, how to be successful in your job, how to advance in your career, how to ask for a raise, and how to lead with grace. And Sarah and Ann will cover these topics from both a work-at-home and on-site community job perspective for you. And now we'll go ahead and get started with the presentation, and Sarah is going to get things started for us. And Sarah, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Lori, and thank you, everyone, for joining us today. In the first section of our presentation, How to Be Successful in Your Job, we will be covering these topics: be ready to start, be healthy, manage stress, be competent, and be a team person. And now Anne will begin with the first topic in this section, be ready to start tips.
Thank you, Sarah. Well, we all know there's nothing more nerve-wracking than a job interview until, of course, you've actually landed the job and you're headed to your first day of work. So what are some things you can do before you start working outside the home? Do a test run, so you can determine how long it will take you to arrive. Something to keep in mind, you want to consider some additional time for the unknown. Plan your work attire. HR has probably told you about the dress code when you accepted the job, but if you're unsure, just dress on the conservative side. Have childcare or pet care lined up. And meal prepping is a good way to save time during your week for lunches. And if you're working from home, your list might be a little bit different. However, you're going to want to make sure that you have all the tools that you need in your home office. This could include desk, chair, computer, printer, scanner, headset, telephone, and make sure that you test your equipment before your first day. Clean and arrange your office space before your first day. This will allow you to focus on learning your new job. Also, arrange to have any doctor's appointments completed or rescheduled if needed, to avoid them from overlapping into your work day when you have started new employment. Place a do not disturb sign on your door so no one interrupts while you're working. And again, make sure you have child care and pet care lined up, maybe possibly a backup plan if needed. If you're going to have home repairs, arrange for someone who might be available who can assist the technician while you're working. And it's also important that you do not miss any days during your 90-day probationary period. This could result in termination or a later start date if all offered. And next, Sarah will be discussing some stress strategies.
Thanks, Anne, for getting our presentation off to a great start.
First and foremost, for you to be successful in your job, take care of yourself. By doing that, you will be more successful in your job because stress can decrease focus. It can cause problems with thinking and memory. Yes, work is important. It gives you a sense of purpose, gives structure to your life, and provides income for you and your family. However, work shouldn't be the only aspect of your life. When you're not working, seek other ways to add enrichment to your life, and we'll be sharing some tips in our presentation on work-life balance later, so stay tuned. Studies have shown that positive messages decrease stress, they boost your self-confidence, and increase optimism. Research has also shown that we believe the things we tell ourselves, so be sure to keep your messages to yourself positive. And there's some examples on the right-hand side. You can take these messages and put them on post-it notes in your office space and elsewhere so that you see them often. Find positive people who will be supportive of you. If you're eligible for our services, your employment counselor will provide you with support and assistance throughout your job journey, as well as how to be successful and advance in your career. There's a lot of negative news out there, so if it's stressful to you, turn it off. In the workplace, you may have negative coworkers. I remember one who was so pessimistic and cynical, I started sitting at the other end of the table for team meetings and found positive comments to counter her negative ones, which helped our team's morale. If you work at home or if you're working remotely, if you're on a conference call or a Zoom meeting, you can turn down the volume. Of course, you want your work to be accurate, yet being a perfectionist is very stressful. Be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend rather than beating yourself up over mistakes, and don't sweat the small stuff. Yes, mistakes happen. Learn from your mistakes. Were you rushing? Did you need more information? Figure out what went wrong. Take steps to prevent it from happening again. Stay calm and carry on. Being organized by setting things up so that you can find them easily will save time and help you to not be stressed. Make to-do lists to keep yourself on track, because relying on your memory, oh yes, that can be stressful. Prioritizing will help you keep on track as well, rather than stressing about deadlines. Learn to delegate tasks. Learning to delegate tasks is a valuable skill that will help keep you organized and lighten your workload.
Of course, you'll have to learn which of those tasks can be done by you and which ones are okay to delegate. Have you ever thought, I can't take a break, I have too much to do? Well, studies have found that breaks help maintain performance throughout the day. They reduce or prevent stress and reduce the need for a long recovery at the end of the day or on your precious days off. Good time management also helps with maintaining work-life balance. Again, this topic coming up in our presentation. For healthy eating, I have a takeoff of the saying, get more bang for your buck, and that is, get more punch for your munch. Choose foods that are packed with nutrition, vitamins, and minerals. B vitamins are especially good for focus and concentration, which can help you be successful in your job. On the veggie side, good sources are whole grains, nuts, beans, dark leafy vegetables, avocados, fish, especially salmon, is high in B vitamins and omegas as well, plus eggs, chicken, lean meats, and dairy. To save time during the week, preparing meals ahead can be helpful, and this is good whether you're working from home or on site. So think about what I call planned overs. You cook something one day and have a plan for the leftovers the next. Also, you know, this can be a time saver and ensure that you're eating healthy by preparing your meals in advance. Stock up on what I call grab-and-go foods like carrot sticks, cubed cheese, whole grain crackers, or even peeled hard-cooked eggs. But grabbing a donut for breakfast, it may give you a super sugar high. But beware of the crash. Eating things like whole grain cereals and breads provide more consistent energy. Going for more caffeine, well, it can get you out of a slump, which could be good, but avoid too much and then you'll be climbing the walls. Remember that some sodas and energy drinks are loaded with caffeine as well. Pay attention to your own body's response to foods and beverages and what helps you maintain your energy levels. Every person varies on how many hours of sleep they need for their best functioning. For most people, that's 7 to 8 hours. I really envy people who only need 6 hours. I need all my beauty sleep and mind sleep. Set yourself up a schedule, a routine, to ensure that you get enough sleep. Many people sometimes use a device to help them relax before bed, but it can actually have the opposite effect because these devices have artificial light, which can increase your alertness at a time when you should be getting sleepy. Seriously, I don't mean no caffeine. Just know when to stop to ensure it doesn't interfere with your sleep. While some people can drink coffee in the evening and not have any problem sleeping, it does have an effect on others. You know that annoying street light that shines into your bedroom? Well, consider getting some blackout curtains. Also, for minimizing noise, what's called white noise, like the soothing hum from a quiet fan or a sound machine, or there are actually apps you can download that can help minimize those outside noises for a relaxing bedtime environment. Goldilocks famously wanted her porridge not too hot and not too cold. Actually, having your bedroom a little bit on the cool side is best for healthy, uninterrupted sleep. So perhaps adjust the thermostat just before you tuck in. And now, Anne has some awesome tips about being healthy through exercise.
Great information, Sarah. And while we're on topic of self-care, let's discuss some exercise in your daily life. As long as you're working, juggling the demands of a career and personal life, it may feel like an ongoing challenge, but by setting limits and looking after yourself, it can be achievable. A healthy lifestyle is essential to coping with stress and to achieving work-life balance. Remember, take care of you. Include some physical activity, and you can break this up throughout the day into 10 and 15-minute intervals. Evidence shows that exercise increases energy, increases mind focus, and can help you become more successful in your job. And some of you might be thinking, but my job requires me to sit at a desk all day. What do I do? Deskercise. Stand up frequently and stretch. Think about purchasing the standing desk. If working in an office, find a coworker and walk during your lunch break. There's also an exercise bike called a QB. It fits under your desk, and you can pedal it while you're sitting at your desk throughout the day. Be sure to take breaks for a refresher throughout the day. Plus, this helps boost your mind. Also, there are a lot of websites and YouTube videos that can show you how to do some exercises while sitting at your desk, as well as meditation exercises. And if you're struggling to achieve work-life balance, you're not alone. Stick to work hours. Make sure to unplug and turn off those email notifications. When you're done working each day, detach and transition to home life. And that can be by changing your outfit, taking a drive or a walk, or doing an activity with your kids, friends, and family. With the pandemic that has impacted all of us, some of us are struggling to find ways to do things safely. So we wanted to share some free virtual tours that might be of interest to you. You can visit places such as Yellowstone Park, Mars, Hawaii, without even leaving the comfort of your own home. And you'll be able to click on the 6 virtual tours link once you receive a copy of the presentation, and it will provide some more information. So work-life balance is an important aspect of a healthy work environment. Maintaining work-life balance helps reduce stress, helps prevent burnout in the workplace, and by making your personal relationships a priority, your productivity and effectiveness on the job will actually increase. Hobbies that can help you relax and take your mind off work and recharge. Better yet, discover some activities you can do with your partner, family, or friends, such as gardening, crafts, painting, or have your own dance party. You can also find a lot of YouTube videos for crafting and painting and cooking as well. So set that time aside. By setting time aside and placing events on your calendar so that they are visual, you'll probably be more prone to follow through with your plans. Getting together with family, friends, and self-time is very important. Some ideas might be game night, playing cards, or if you're unable to get out, make some sundaes or a pizza for a movie night. And being competent. How to do your job well. Ask for a job description if you didn't get one. Remember, job duties may change from time to time. If you've forgotten a procedure or when a problem arises, spend about 5 to 10 minutes trying to figure out the solution before asking a supervisor or trainer for help. It is actually a strength to ask for help. Take time with tasks to avoid mistakes. Do your best to remember something the first time it's explained. Take notes and don't dismiss mistakes. When you make a mistake, don't dismiss it with a "my bad" and chuckle and then repeat the mistake 2 days later. Be accountable. And Steve Martin wisely said, be so good they can't ignore you. Be professional in all aspects of your job. Show professionalism, whether speaking or emailing to clients, coworkers, or superiors. Be productive. Prioritize. Start your morning off by creating a to-do list. That is writing down the key tasks you need to accomplish for the day. Organize yourself. It's a fact. Organized people are more productive at work. Be dedicated, learn, and improve. Learning to become more productive at work is an ongoing challenge. It's not about making endless lists or keeping an unrealistic schedule. It's about avoiding bad habits and asking the right questions and finding a way of working that helps you meet your goal. Also, when you take pride in what you do, you and your employer will be more happy. You will gain confidence by being successful. And at this time, I will hand it back over to Sarah. She's going to discuss some more information on accommodations.
Thanks, Anne, so much for that terrific information. Accommodations are adjustments or modifications that enable people with disabilities to perform the essential functions of their job efficiently and productively and help people be competent and successful in their jobs. The most common types of accommodations are equipment and schedules. Accommodations can be things like an ergonomic keyboard, chair, or desk. Ergonomic equipment can reduce discomfort and increase efficiency and performance. Allowing more frequent breaks or schedule adjustments can also be accommodations. If you have a disability, you may want to learn about what the ADA covers. That's the Americans with Disabilities Act. And in 2020, America celebrates the 30th anniversary of this act. And this is the link that you'll be able to access for more information when you receive the webinar presentation. If you're a client of My Employment Options, be sure to speak with your employment counselor if you believe you need accommodations. And I've noted here the Job Accommodations Network. We actually refer our clients to them when needed. They provide free consulting services on all aspects of accommodations, including the accommodation process, accommodation ideas, vendors for equipment, referral to other resources, and ADA compliance assistance. I've had the wonderful opportunity to meet with some of their staff, and when I've referred people to them, they have been very responsive and helpful to my clients. And this is the link. Their site is called Ask Jan. Be the best version of you. Remember, your employer hired you, so they have confidence in your abilities. Use our tips throughout this presentation to be the best you so that you can be successful in your job. In the next section, we'll talk about being a team person, which is so very important to workplace success. Part of being a team person means boosting your team's morale by being friendly and outgoing. Smiles are contagious, so they're one of those good things to spread around. Your body language is an important part of the message you're sending, whether it's face-to-face communication or through a webcam. Be sure to maintain eye contact and have a relaxed posture. Also, pay attention to the other person's nonverbal cues to understand their message and their mood. Be aware of how your tone of voice and speech pattern can change your message, and that applies for both verbal and written communication. Ask questions rather than make assumptions. If you're not sure what someone meant, check with them instead of having miscommunication become a problem. Also, remember, we don't always know what's happening with the other person, so keep that in mind before passing judgment. You may want to ask them something like, "I noticed you didn't seem yourself today. Did something happen?" And being courteous, "Please and thank you." Yes, they do go a long way. When I was looking for communications graphics to add color to our presentation, I found this one, and it was in an article on the Balanced Careers site titled "Communication Skills for Workplace Success." And this link will take you to the article that has great advice. And next, it's time for tips on how to advance in your career. Once you've settled in and you're getting proficient in your job and your learning curve is not as steep as that ladder in the picture, in the graphic, it's time to plan on how to advance your career. You may even want to start from day one if you're not overwhelmed by a steep learning curve. We've got tips on these topics in this section. Be motivated, be creative, be a mentee. We'll explain on how to be a mentee. Be a learner, be a networker, be a salesperson, and be a SMART, smart goal setter. you may want to take initiative first before you speak with your manager and check your company's career page to see what career paths may be available. When you speak with your manager, emphasize that you want your job performance to meet the company's objectives. Share your own career goals and ask about staff development. Your manager will most likely respect this display of confidence and maturity. Simply by asking for more responsibilities or volunteering to help out other teams when you have downtime demonstrates your initiative and increases your value to the company. Asking for new projects to work on shows an interest and a desire to help your company and your department be successful. It also puts a spotlight on your strengths and what you bring, the value you add to the business. If you take on added responsibilities, do more than what's asked for you, and give that above and beyond, management should take notice of your initiative. Regarding expanding your job, this is one way in which I expanded my job by doing more things like creating, developing webinars, and presenting them. Problem solving is a skill that can be learned. I even saw a book titled Problem Solving 101. Watch for things that are not working well. People say if it's not broke, don't fix it. Yet there is often room for improvement. When there are problems, there's various steps that you can take to solve them, including identifying the issues to be clear what the problem is, then consider everyone's interest to be a team person. Develop a list of possible solutions, and here's where creativity and that outside-of-the-box thinking can be useful. The good news, we are all naturally creative. Creativity skills can also be increased with practice and perhaps some training. Look for original and new approaches to problems instead of, well, that's the way we've always done it. Evaluate the options for what will work best and select one or more options. Put the best solution or solutions into practice, then be sure to revisit and assess how well it's working. Coming up with creative solutions to problems will make you, your manager, and your team look good. So, here we get to explain how to be a mentee. Look around. Is there someone that you look up to and who is a good role model? A mentor is someone more experienced, more knowledgeable, that helps to guide a less experienced or less knowledgeable person. Mentors provide expertise, support, and guidance. And here at Employment Options, I believe that we are often mentors to our clients. Mentoring can be an informal or a formal relationship. Some companies even have mentor programs. Having a mentor can help you advance in your career because studies have shown that 4 out of 5 promotions are influenced by mentors. Learn new things on an ongoing basis. Take time or make time to read articles that are relevant to your job and that will keep you on top of what's trending. Learning new things and building your skills toolbox can help you achieve your goals. If you're thinking about changing careers, learn about that field. Get to know the language of that field and any steps needed to get there. Later in our presentation, we'll be sharing some tips on goal setting. You may also want to look for career mapping tools online, like a GPS in your car. They can help you help provide direction. Setting a timeline in writing makes your goals more real and more solid and therefore more achievable. Break down the steps needed to achieve your learning goals, such as researching schools, finding out about financial aid, and looking at how long it will take to complete the program. Some programs you'll get a certificate, or they will prepare you for certification in a few months. Programs for associate's or bachelor's degrees will take longer, and then you'll have a degree in hand when you finish. when you have those new skills or in the bag or that degree in hand, be sure to update your resume and your LinkedIn profile as well, if you have one. We will have more goal-setting tips coming up, and now Ann will share strategies on how to be a networker.
So networking, what are some tools you can use? Utilize LinkedIn. Link to new and old connections. Go through their contacts and ask for introductions. And for anyone who's interested, there are tutorials online for setting up a LinkedIn account. Another great place to start is your local Chamber of Commerce and other leadership organizations that are industry specific. Many groups will offer first events for free. Some do ask a fee to attend. Keep in mind the idea is the more you network, the more comfortable you will become at it. Network with everyone you meet, and eventually it will become second nature to you. You won't even realize that you're networking until you've made a great contact. And that's really the ultimate goal. One thing to keep in mind is LinkedIn is a professional networking site. It is not Facebook. And what is the value of networking? Well, the value of networking is obvious. Surround yourself with successful people, and it's easier for you to become successful as well. We often think about networking as a way to build new relationships, but engaging with your current contacts can be just as powerful. Research has shown that up to 80% of all connections are made through networking. And some people say, it's not what you know, it's who you know. Set a goal for yourself. Specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-bound. Create a vision and develop a plan. Write down your career goal and the steps to get there. This will help you to remember and to achieve each step. Post your list where you'll see it often, and give yourself a date to complete your goals by. Write the date down when you actually finish each step. Find someone to help you stick to your plan, a friend, coworker, job counselor, or a mentor. Discuss your goals and check in with them once you complete steps. Something else to consider is speaking with management for staff development. So setting the goal and where do you start? Take a look at where your strengths are now and work on increasing professional knowledge and training, whether that's taking a class, a college class, a workshop offered by an employer, getting a certification. These are often some common goals. This can be both useful if you're looking for work or already employed. Also, volunteering in your community and introducing yourself to people that you've never spoke with, creating experiences fuel interest in your career. The ONET website link is a great market tool, and you'll be able to access that once you receive a copy of this presentation. So some steps to remember. Set that goal, make a plan, and get to working on your plan and stick to it. Now, we all know that life can throw us some curveballs, and it's okay to revisit your plan of action and revise it as needed. Taking steps towards goals, it may be hard work. Think about some small rewards to give yourself when you complete each step. That'll help you stay motivated. Maybe you've been wanting a new watch or shirt or the latest CD. And next, Sarah will discuss some tips on self-promoting.
Thanks, Ann. Seriously, you don't really need to toot your horn. However, you do need to learn how to speak about your strengths and accomplishments. Many people don't like to think of it as selling themselves, so just think of it as representing yourself. There are a number of reasons why you should be able to talk about the value you deliver to your team and your company. If you duck the limelight, you may miss out on well-deserved promotions. Show your excitement, your passion, and dedication when promoting yourself. Talk about your abilities and what you have achieved
with self-confidence, but without bragging. Remember, when the team leader compliments you on a job well done, don't brush it off. Say how much the recognition means to you and add something worthwhile that highlights the importance of your contribution. For example, you might say, I put a lot of advanced work into that project, so it was really rewarding to see how well it turned out. Your resume is an important tool to sell yourself or represent yourself, so be sure to add new skills, knowledge from training, continuing education, and any certifications. Also include those extra projects you tackled and successfully completed. Later on, Sam will be sharing some tips on how to quantify your achievements and demonstrate your value. Be sure to show your accomplishments on your resume. Remember to also update your LinkedIn profile if you have one. You never know when an opportunity will knock and you want to be ready. In this next section, how to ask for a raise, the topics are be knowledgeable, be prepared, build your case, and be professional. Yes, we emphasize that a lot. That is very important for job success and career advancement. And so our first topic, be knowledgeable. In some companies, employees are reviewed 90 days. Some companies, you have to be employed 1 year to be considered for a raise. So do your homework. Find out what is the company policy. Are there various pay grades that will affect what your pay can be in your position? Also, you want to look at what's the job market like in your area. There have been a lot of changes in the job market since COVID-19 hit, and that has affected a lot of businesses. So those are things to keep in mind before asking for a raise. But do your homework as far as what the average pay rates are for your position and your location. It does vary from, you know, one geographical area to another. If you have questions about the raise policies, ask human resources. Remember, it's a strength to ask for help. And on the next slide, you may be asking, so how do I build my case? Keep a log, perhaps even from day one, and update it every payday when you look at that paycheck and you want that check to increase. Oh, yes. Or you could use your calendar or some other app on your computer or smartphone to set reminders. On your log, note any kudos or commendations from your manager and also from customers or clients. Then brainstorm all the concrete reasons why you deserve a raise, write them down, and rehearse them to assure a confident and convincing delivery. Things like you completed projects before deadlines, streamlined processes, or develop solutions for problems. When your manager says, wow, you finished that project in half the time expected, note that on your log. And next, Anne has more tips on how to build your case.
That is definitely some great information, Sarah. Thank you. So ask yourself, are you the employee that shows you're an asset? And some ways to do this, again, is by keeping track of your job responsibilities and special projects that you've contributed to. This shows added value to the company. And in the next few slides, I will go over some more examples. Maybe you've just scored another deal or landed a great big sale. Then that might be a good time to ask for a pay raise. Capitalize on the momentum of your success, and you may find yourself in an ideal position to ask for a salary increase. Your case should stick to business terms that your employer can relate to and the contributions that you've made and your value to your employer. So how do you demonstrate your value? Whenever possible, quantify. Some things may include how you've increased or decreased expenses to save the company money. An example could be, You've implemented a new payroll and tax accounting system that will save the company $1 million in personnel costs over the next 10 years. And for a position such as like administrative, you could say that you managed a switchboard with 10 incoming lines, effectively receiving and routing an average of 500 calls per day. Bottom line, time equals money. And Sarah's going to go over some more important tips.
Thanks, Ann. Give yourself time to prepare when you're getting ready to ask for a raise. Starting about 2 to 4 weeks out is a good idea, and it will allow that time. When you have built your case, request a meeting with your manager. For this important meeting, you don't want to be disturbed. So put out that do not disturb sign. But be sure you've scheduled that you set aside time, that you don't have conference calls or client meetings scheduled. Put your phone on mute. If you can, also clear your manager's calendar as well. What happens if the answer is no? Don't feel badly if your request for a raise is turned down. It may have nothing to do with you and your performance. There simply may not be enough money in the budget to allow for pay increases, regardless of how well-deserved your raise may be and how well you've built your case. You've spent time doing that and gathering your courage, so keep the momentum going. Depending on the reason given, you may want to ask questions. For example, I'd like to get a better understanding for why my request wasn't granted. Find out if you need to improve your performance. You may also want to ask your manager to set a date to revisit your raise request. Another approach is to ask for a bonus, such as, if I ace this project or if I hit these metrics, can we talk about a bonus? Now, when you've landed a new job, perhaps to advance your career, leaving with grace is important. So the topics in this section are, first, to be sure, be informed, and be professional. And we'll start with the first topic in this section.
So be sure. If you are starting that new job, be sure that new job offer is set in concrete. If you don't have another position lined up, consider the basics before quitting. It may take about 3 to 6 months, sometimes longer, to find a new job. Unless you quit for good cause, you may not be eligible for unemployment benefits. And we've all heard that saying, it's easier to find a job when you have a job, and that does hold true. To be informed, make sure you're informed about the company policy to see if they have a standard 2-week notice. Also, if you have any unused vacation time, PTO, or 401k, you're going to want to make sure that you're eligible to cash out on any unused time or perhaps roll over your current 401k. With some companies, you may have to use your vacation time that you've had stockpiled before you leave. Just make sure that you're well informed, as it varies from company to company. And being professional. You all know how the grapevine works. It may get back to your boss if you tell others before you officially give a notice. So how do you tell your boss you're quitting? Request an in-person meeting. And if you're working from home, send an email and request a time to speak. Prepare what you're going to say. Emphasize the positive and talk about how the company has benefited you. But also mention that it is time to move on. So you're approaching your departure date. You are still being paid to do whatever it is the manager needs you to do. Offer to train your replacement. Make sure to provide a follow-up letter. Regardless of why you quit your job, be sure to say the right things in your resignation letter. You want to offer a brief explanation of why you're leaving. Thank them for the opportunity, and let them know when your last day will be. If you are asked to participate in an exit interview or survey, you may want to offer suggestions for improvement without making negative comments. You definitely want to leave on good terms. Remember, burning bridges is always a bad idea. And something to keep in mind, even if you do provide 2 weeks as a courtesy to your company, management could ask you to leave immediately. Your computer access may be shut down, and don't take it personally. This is not uncommon, and it's usually done to safeguard information from being removed from the company database. And at this time, I'm going to turn it back over to Sarah.
Being professional means, yes, you want your successor to be successful. And this could be, when we're saying how to leave with grace, this could be perhaps you've got a promotion, that well-deserved promotion, and you need to prepare things for whomever is going to take your place in your previous position. So make a list of all the things that you normally handle daily and weekly, and your successor will have an idea of what a typical day looks like. Organize your work area and materials before you start training your replacement. If you have any projects that you will be unable to complete, get them to the best point possible and leave notes on what still needs to be done. Being a professional and a team person means setting things up so others won't have to deal with chaos that you left behind. And this can also, one thing to keep in mind, these kinds of things, being a pro and not being a short-timer, can affect the type of reference that you're going to get, whether it's from the supervisor as you're being promoted and climbing the ladder at your current company or starting a new job. So besides cleaning up your desk if you work on site, if you're using a company computer on site or supplied by the employer to work from home, be sure to clean it up inside and outside. Also, be sure to return anything owned by your employer. If they sent you equipment to work from home, ask them to send a prepaid shipping label. It is not your responsibility to pay for returning equipment. You also want to return any keys and badges, perhaps even uniforms. Some companies may actually dock your pay, take a deduction if certain things are not returned and in good condition. So definitely you want to keep that in mind. And now Lori will provide you with some resources and information, and then we have questions and answers prepared.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Sarah and Ann, for sharing all those great tips and tricks for job success and career advancement. We really appreciate it. And in a few minutes, as Sarah said, we will review some questions that were submitted. On the next slide, we wanted to let you know about some other resources and books that may be helpful in your job search or for your clients that you work with. Our CEO, Paula Vieira, pictured here, has multiple workbooks she has written. We use them with our new clients who come on board with us to help identify strengths and set goals, etc. To review Paula's resources, you can go to our website anytime and hover over the FAQ section at the top, or you can even ask for the books at your local library. We know that some of you on the call may not be on SSI or SSDI, or you may not qualify for our free services and jobs and Ticket to Work, and that's okay. This slide has other ways for you or your clients to get job resources from us. You can email us at help@myemploymentoptions.com for an auto-reply email of some job resources, and you can also visit our website at myemploymentoptions.com and go to our referral resources page. If you have additional questions about our webinar today or about My Employment Options, you can email me directly at the email shown on the slide, and I will ensure your question is answered and addressed. Also, if we have any of our own employment options clients on the call today who have their Ticket to Work with us, you can reach out to your personal job counselor directly for help with content related to this webinar. We would love to connect with everyone on our social media. You can connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, YouTube, and Instagram now. We post helpful articles, hot jobs, industry updates, tips, stories, and more. And in about 7 to 10 days, you can watch for a follow-up email to come from us that will include a copy of the slides and the audio file for you. And you will be able to click on all the links on any slides, as Sarah had mentioned. And now we're going to go over some of the great questions that some of you submitted to us when you registered. And Anne is going to cover the first one for us.
Thank you, Lori. Shante asked, how to build a successful career? Shante, remember the SMART method, the specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-bound. You want to identify your goals, become aware of your strengths, network, maybe have a career mentor, read up on and study everything related to your career path, and revisit your goals if needed. I hope this helps towards your success, and good luck to you, Shante. And Nicole asks, how do you balance everything? We feel balanced when we're able to devote time and attention to all the important areas of our life. But remember, Nicole, unplug from work and set those special times aside for your family, friends, and you, such as that dinner, a movie night, game night. Plan out your week or your day. Let go of what does not matter and try not to aim for perfection. Things happen. Nicole, I hope this helps, and just remember to take one day at a time.
Alice wants to know how to become a leader. Again, there's good news. As I mentioned before, various types of skills can be developed, including leadership skills. Some important aspects are communication, team building, and seeing the big picture of the whole company, the organization, rather than just your position and your team. There are lots of articles online with good tips, so just Google leadership skills. There's also online courses. Be sure to add the word free in your search words, because some companies do charge for these things, but there's a lot of good free information out there. Analyst, best wish to you on becoming a leader and advancing in your career. Before I answer Memray's question, I wanted to mention we received so many good questions. A lot of the questions that we received, there were many related to resumes and interviewing and things like that. On our website, I believe it's on the About Us section, we have podcast archives where we've actually presented webinars on these topics. So please visit our website and click on those topics to get more information that could be helpful to you for both preparing your resume as well as interviewing to land that job so you're on your road and then can focus on job success and career advancement. Memory's question, how to move from a temporary position to permanent? Making the transition from a temp worker to a company employee can be a great stepping stone for career advancement. Check with the staffing agency recruiter to see if this is a temp to perm opportunity. Use the tips that we spoke about on how to be successful. Being punctual is very important, particularly during that critical first 90 days. Learn about the company and communicate that you want to be a full-fledged employee. Be accountable for your job responsibilities. Do the job to the best of your ability and learn new skills. Develop good relationships with your team members and management so they'll want to keep you on board. Demonstrate your commitment to the long term. Memory, best wishes to you on advancing in your career, particularly from moving from temp to permanent.
Awesome. Thank you, everyone, for the great questions you submitted. And that concludes our webinar event today. Again, we appreciate you joining us and taking the time out of your afternoon. If you have any other questions, again, you can visit our website at myemploymentoptions.com, and we will send that follow-up email with the recording and slides in about 7 to 10 business days. We just need time to make the podcast. And thank you again, and we hope you all have a great rest of your day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you, everyone.